This is Difficult Family Conversations, written by Henrietta Coombs, read for you by Tomas Vargas. Introduction. The conversation you have been putting off. There is a conversation you have been putting off. You know which one. It lives in the back of your mind like a house guest who never quite leaves. And every holiday, every phone call from a sibling, every photograph that pops up on your phone reminds you that the conversation is still there, waiting, getting heavier the longer you let it sit. Maybe it is the talk with your mother about her driving. Maybe it is the talk with your father about the will. Maybe it is the talk with your sister about the things she said at Christmas in 2019, which you have not been able to forget, no matter how many times you have tried. Maybe it is the conversation with your adult son, who has not called you in 7 months, and you do not know whether to keep texting or to stop. Whatever it is, you have been carrying it. And you picked up this book because part of you suspects that the carrying has gotten heavier than the conversation itself would be. I want to say two things to you, right at the beginning, before we go any further. The first is that the conversation is almost always less terrible than you think it will be. Not painless, not easy, but less terrible. I have watched thousands of families have the talk they thought would end them, and the most common reaction afterward is some version of, "I cannot believe I waited this long." That is not because the conversation went smoothly. Often it did not. It is because once a thing has been said out loud, it stops being the thing you are afraid of. It becomes the thing you are dealing with. And dealing with something is, for most people, a tremendous relief compared to dreading it. The second thing I want to say is this. I have been doing family therapy for 26 years, and I am still, occasionally, surprised. I am surprised by the people who refuse to bend and then bend completely. I am surprised by the people I would have bet money on as the steady ones, who turn out to be the most fragile. I am surprised by what mothers say to their grown daughters when nobody else is in the room, and by what fathers cannot say even when everyone has begged them to. Families are not predictable. That is part of why this work is hard and part of why it is worth doing. So this book is not a script. It is not going to tell you what to say to your brother on Thanksgiving so that he finally agrees you were right about Dad. There is no such script, because your brother is a specific human being with a specific history and specific defenses, and so are you. What I can do is help you think clearly about the talk you are about to have. I can help you name what you actually want, separate from what you have been told to want. I can help you anticipate where the conversation will go off the rails, because there are predictable patterns. And I can help you make peace with the fact that you may not get the outcome you are hoping for, and that having the conversation is still worth doing. Who I am and why I wrote this. I am a family therapist. I started in this work in the late 1990s in a small practice in the upper Midwest, and I have been at it ever since. I am in my 60s now. My own children are grown and have children of their own. My parents are both gone. I have buried friends, sat with friends who were burying their parents, walked beside my own siblings through the long unwinding of our mother's last illness. I am not writing from outside this material. I am writing from the middle of a life that has held most of what you are holding now, or will hold. I wrote this book because after 26 years, I noticed something. The families who came to see me were not, by and large, missing skills. They were missing permission. They had been told by their culture and by the wellness industry and by an awful lot of social media that healthy people just handle things, that healthy people do not have hard conversations because they do not need to, that if you are mature enough, evolved enough, healed enough, your family will simply work. This is nonsense. It is also cruel because it leaves people thinking that the difficulty of their family is a personal failing, when in fact, the difficulty is the nature of the thing. Families are difficult. Families have always been difficult. The Greeks wrote plays about it. The Hebrew Bible is a long catalog of family dysfunction. Your great-grandmother had a sister she did not speak to for 30 years over an inheritance, and your great-great-grandfather drank too much and refused to talk about it, and somebody 3 generations back disowned a child for marrying outside the faith. Your family is not uniquely broken. You are part of a long line. What has changed in our time is that we have stopped having the conversations. We have replaced them with politeness, distance, and group texts. We have replaced them with memes. We have replaced them with the holiday gathering where everyone smiles for the photo and then goes home and complains to their spouse for 3 hours about